Rob Zimmerman admits there are plenty of jokes about toilets, but the water engineer for the Kohler Corporation takes the bathroom commode very seriously.
I've heard people say that the toilet is kind of the foundation of modern civilization, that modern sanitation allowed for the growth of cities, it allowed for the decline of infectious diseases.
And now Zimmerman has a handle on a new role for toilets, saving water. Studies have shown that toilets can account for up to 30% of a household's water use. Water prices are going up, and in some fast-growing communities, water supplies are growing more scarce. So the EPA created a voluntary program it calls Water Sense. It aims to get toilets to use 20% less water than the newer toilets you've probably seen that were mandated back in the 1990s. This new generation of toilets goes from 1.6 gallons per flush to about 1.3 gallons and still meets performance guidelines for producing a clean bowl. Kohler and other toilet makers are trying various ways to get to 1.3 gallons. After looking at a 1.6 gallon model, Rob Zimmerman lifts the tank lid on a 1.3.
What you see that's different here, this canister here, that lifts straight up when you flush it, see? And so all the water can move from all the different directions and go down the valve. It's a bigger rush, and so the actual time that this flushes is a little bit shorter than the other one.
Kohler is getting ready to submit 6 models of toilets for certification under the Water Sense program, which the EPA compares to the Energy Star program for things like computers. But it may take a while for consumers to latch on to the new toilets. At a recent home remodeling show in West Allis, bathroom fixture store owner Rich Libby said he's seen low-flow toilets elsewhere that have not worked properly.
Some of the Caribbean islands that are desert islands flush on a European quart of water, but they don't clean the bowl. So later on in the evening, for example, at a bar or a resort, the toilets get kind of gamey.
But Libby says he's willing to give companies like Kohler the benefit of the doubt of reliably getting to 1.3 gallons per flush. The degree of patience for consumers may depend on where they live. A man who gave his name as Ray lives in Kenosha, not far from Lake Michigan. He says he has no reason to start looking for high-efficiency toilets.
I'm not living in the desert. I'm not living in California. I'm living in the Great Lakes. And the cost of water in this region? Holy cow, is it cheap.
But Linda, who lives in Delafield, where water supplies are a concern, says her household went to a 1.6 gallon toilet a few years ago. She says she'd like to see Water Sense succeed.
Because we're running out of good water and we need to take care of our, what do they call it, the aquifer?
The Kohler Corporation says its new high-efficiency toilets might cost an extra $50 to buy, but estimates the financial payback of using less water could come in just a couple years. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.